The 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now. Later, if the choices are sooner or later.
I got an idea.
I don't think it's ever been
sooner.
I have
an idea that could be revolutionary.
Oh, what could it be?
Do you want to hear it, or do we have to get? You have something that you want to?
Oh, you know what? Let me tell you about my trip to England, Scotland, and Wales with Colette.
That's what I thought.
And then we'll
you got me to tease it out.
We'll take a break, and
tease.
then you can tease it out. Tease out.
Write it down on your foolproof board so we don't forget it.
Just don't hit the button.
Halfley and LaFleur EOG circumstances. I have that written down, and I have no. I know EOG is end of game. But I don't even know what we're referring to. So hopefully you guys can trigger that and help me out.
We can, but we're not going to trigger that right now. Instead, I'm going to tell you about the big trip that we are going on with Colette. July 5th is our departure from O'Hare. We're flying to London. We're going to England, Scotland, and Wales. And you can go, too, if you've been waiting to take a trip like this, like I have, never left North America. It's all going to change on July 5th, and we can't wait. All you got to do is text TRAVEL to 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776 to get some more information, or just go to the website ESPNMilwaukeeTravel.com for full details. We are going to England, Scotland, and Wales with Colette. We're going to take in the charm of the countryside and the history of the great cities. We'll stand before Big Ben in London. Then we'll be looking out of Edinburgh Castle a little bit later in the trip. We'll go to Chester and Shakespeare's Stratford-upon-Avon. We're going to take a train ride through the rolling hills to the medieval city of York. All of the iconic landmarks and cozy villages, the bustling city streets, the peaceful countryside views. We're going to experience it all in Britain's history, culture, and beauty, and create some memories that last a lifetime. Again, text TRAVEL 844-770-3776, or just go to ESPNMilwaukeeTravel.com. We're going to have our little meet and greet at Buck and Honey's in Monona in a little less than a month, so make sure you sign up, and it's going to be fun. I can't wait, and I've heard nothing but rave reviews from Homer and everyone else who's traveled with Colette. I can't wait to do it myself. Tausch, tease us out.
All right, so we just were talking about Micah Parsons being held, and I know Packer fans are frustrated. I'm sure Micah is frustrated. I think I know why this is happening, and I have a solution that I think everybody will be happy with. I will tell you that next. It's Wilde.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Sure, there are things about Mark Tauscher that occasionally annoy me. Not as many things as he has that annoy him about me. But one of the things I love about him is that he is always solutions-oriented.
I try.
Now, are some of his solutions going to be difficult to implement at times? For sure. But I love that that's always his mindset. So here we have a scenario where one of the best pass rushers in the game is getting held in some egregious manners and it's not being called. This is not just fan fiction. Like I know
no.
Aaron Nagler asked about it to LaFleur on Monday and it led to it getting more run. Cheesehead TV did a thing on it. It was on social. It was like, I understand that it has gotten a lot more attention, but I had people tweeting me clips for the last couple of weeks showing examples and basically asking
Love
why I
Twitter
hadn't asked
clips
about it.
Guy.
Yeah.
TCGs.
Helpful. It is. It's very TCGs, useful to me. Yeah. I'm not saying that at all, but You know, I didn't ask LaFleur about it. I didn't think it had risen to that level. But now it's out there, Jerry. And Mark Tauscher, instead of just belly aching and yep. whining, oh, they're holding our top edge rusher, has a solution. Then we'll grade it and see what kind of grade we give it after he delivers.
All right, well, first off, I was going to do that, and then you could drum roll as I was getting into it, but Micah needs to get back to having two digits on his jersey. Like, having one digit, I think, is hurting him.
Almost as bad as being a pitcher with a one-digit number.
I think the refs need to see both numbers, and I think that will help him get calls.
Are you being serious right now?
I am being serious.
Explain to people why, because I know you're being serious.
No, because when you're getting flipped around and, like, he's getting hog-tied and all this other stuff, when your back is there and you can all of a sudden see 11 or 37 or whatever number he'd be, it's better than if it's all kind of buried and just have one digit. And you think that's crazy, but it's not. That's not my solution. So the NFL is always worried about offense. They're always worried. They don't want to see 13-10 games with block kicks and just a blech.
No,
the Cleveland Packer game, they don't want that. They want scoring. They want fantasy. They want gambling. Like, they want this. And why NFL refs don't call a ton of – you could call holding almost every play, and I would stop watching. Legit, I would stop watching. Mm-hmm. I can't stand it. If it's a violent hold, I'm on board. If it's not – that's why you're not hearing me cry and complain. I get that Micah should be frustrated, but hey, bro, figure it out. You're great enough. You still create a ton of pressure, and as Blue said, you get rid of it. But here's my solution. 10 yards is too much for a holding penalty. It's too detrimental
punitive.
To an offense. Punitive, and you get to 3rd and 15, you probably ain't getting it. And I don't think officials want to do that. They don't want to do it on second down. What is a defensive holding? What is that?
Five.
Is it 5 yards, correct?
5 yards. Automatic first down, though, I think.
Yep. And I don't love that either, but okay. But I get it because they want to push offense, so they give them a first down. Mm. If it's 3rd and 30 and you get a 5-yard penalty and they get a first down, I ain't real happy about that if I'm a defense. So on offense, you want more holdings called. All right, take away some of the punitiveness of it and just call it 5 yards. You already do it on defense. Holding on Rashid. Okay, now it goes from 3rd and 2 to 3rd and 7. All right, I'm going to be much more apt as an official to be firing the old yellow. So if that's what you all want, I personally don't. But you want this problem solved? Here it is. Solution's right there. Take it. 5 yards, move them back, let's go. And if you do that, I think you're not, and defensive players will be happier, and offensive coordinators aren't going to pout and cry about it because, okay, well, then we have to readjust and we have to get it. So, pretty simple solution that somebody should have thought of a while ago, and here it is. Take it, run with it. I don't even want credit for this one. Just take the 5 yards and move on with your life. Period, Finn.
That is so blanking smart. How long have you had that in your back pocket with your pancakes?
Because
that did not just come up now.
No, it's been in my mind. I don't have it just for y'all. I don't have it on my boogie board. But I have been thinking about this, and I always kind of wonder, just like I think it's idiotic that the kickoff and the punt touchback are different. It's dumb.
Yeah.
But they want – it should be why they don't move punt. You want people going for it more. You don't want people pooch punting. So make it more punitive. Make them go for it. Make the analytics make sense to not ever punt.
Yeah.
Right? So
yes.
Move that too. You have a couple of things that it just – the math on it makes no sense because, listen, I know how the NFL thinks. I've lived it.
Yes,
I've sat in these meetings where they want to make money and be entertaining.
Uh-huh.
So tush-push, that's why I've been anti-tush-push, because it's against everything that the NFL is built on. I don't understand. If you want more offense, don't have a touchback at the 20. Move it to the 35. They'll score more. And if you want more on this and you want to stop having your top defenders getting hogtied? Make the penalty less punitive so that the officials will probably look at it and say, yeah, all right, yeah, he got mugged right there. We need to throw it. Because 10 yards is tough to overcome. 5 is less. Make the change. Let's go, and let's move on with our lives.
I got to tell you, you've had some cockamamie ideas from time to time. This one should be instituted
today.
What
is my most cockamamie? Just wait a second.
I don't know. I don't keep track.
There's some that are out there, but cockamamie's strong.
I feel like there's been a few that were
by the way,
out there, Jerry.
Did you want to change the seasons at one point? You wanted to go like October 31st was the end of summer?
Jesse, I hate to tell you this. We're down to 3 seasons already, just so you know. They haven't officially changed it, but we're in a 3-season world. I also wanted to unapologize to Rob Vogel, our ombudsman, because I sent that thing to you guys last night.
What?
I'm unapologizing. I apologize prematurely. I said
you're
Mickey
rescinding.
Mantle was number 6. Yeah, I'm rescinding my apology on Twitter, and I actually deleted it because I don't mean it. Mickey Mantle was number 6 for the Yankees for a stretch. So while Rob is correct, he was number 7 for a vast majority of his career. He actually, in spring training as a young rookie, was number 6. And I said that. So Rob called me out. And listen, I love it when Rob calls us out. I think it's great.
He does a great job.
I love the ombudsman. Yep. But now I need him to apologize back to me on Twitter because I sent him the video or the clip of him being number 6. So there we go.
Great unapology.
Yes.
You don't see a lot of unapologies in today's day and age.
Yeah, and you never are going to apologize or unapologize for your love of Coors Light.
Yeah, whether you're tailgating pregame, enjoying your experience during the game, or you're crying in your beer after another stinking offensive performance where you couldn't get a runner to second blanking base for a whole game and you let starting pitching go 17 innings in 2025 and you just need to chill, well, then crack open a Rocky Mountain Cold Coors Light. It's brewed with that 3-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and it's cold packaged, so it is made to chill. Make sure you celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, at Golden, Colorado.
Uncle Homer joins us next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Whatever you do, make sure you do it right. You know what that music means. It's time for the GOAT. Falcon. When it comes to Wisconsin sports talk, he is the greatest of all time. Even though his show's only an hour a day. He is Steve the Homer True. Homer, good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm confused. If I'm the greatest of all time, why would my show only be an hour?
Because you're old now.
Oh, so... But while I'm the greatest of all time, I don't get to even decide what I do.
Okay, those decisions are made.
The greatest of all time.
Those decisions are made at a higher level than mine. What I am here to tell you is, you are the
greatest
of all time.
Oh.
And if you look at some of the greatest pitchers of all time, like Steve Carlton during his time with the Dodgers. He didn't throw 9 innings every week, every fifth day. Sometimes he only went 6 innings.
That's because at that point he was no longer the greatest of all time.
Now, that's an honorific of your entire career.
Oh, okay.
Because let's be honest.
He enjoyed pitching 1 inning, even though I don't
be honest. Look at Dennis Eckersley. He was a starting pitcher for a big chunk of his time with the Boston Red Sox.
Correct.
And then he became one of the greatest closers ever.
He became a closer. Now, that's great that you bring that up because in baseball, every team had a closer. Are you aware of any other radio stations that have a regular show with a host for 1 hour? The answer is no. So while baseball, every team had a closer, Nobody else has a one.
I don't think we can say that for certain.
Except the greatest of all time.
Yeah, I don't listen to any other radio stations.
You might have a bowling show. You might have a what?
I'd listen.
No, you host. Why would you want to just be like you're unique? Why would you want to be like everybody else?
Uh-huh.
Why?
I would be unique.
You are the only closer in radio.
If I had a 15-minute show. Do I want a 15? I would be unique if I had a 5-minute show. There are certain uniques you want to be, and there are other uniques you don't want to be. I don't want to be compared to
Mark Dominique
Sanchez right now.
How about Dominique? Yeah.
In the playoffs, we could move Homer's show to 6 a.m., and he could be the opener.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
It's actually pretty
nicely
good. That's
done.
Pretty funny, Jesse.
That's very good. Homer, Tausch has, as you are familiar since you've known him for a long time, Tausch has often had ideas. He's a solutions-oriented fellow.
He buried Pack Attack. Did he ever tell you that? Pack
no.
Pack Attack was on for many years. Tausch joined Pack Attack. It was done that after
that. Yeah, I buried
that.
It.
Yeah, don't remember.
Yeah, we put it out.
Never held it against him.
No, my recollections of Pack Attack is Brett Favre throwing his fastball in a bar. Yeah. Go boo in a bar. And you having like a sheriff come in with a
Correct.
Radar gun and then it not yeah. working and like the balls right. bouncing and knocking glasses off tables.
Right. I also tried to catch a chicken too. That was a Barry Sanders.
I'll have to
thing.
Find
like
that archival video.
Was that like Rocky?
I don't know what prompted it, but it's hard to, you know, in like an offense scenario, I could not catch the chicken.
Yeah, that's
something
what happened
about
with Sylvester chicken. Stallone. That's how he ended up beating Apollo Creed.
Yeah, got to get the speed.
He caught the chicken finally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Tausch's idea to allow holding penalties to be called with a greater consistency would be to make them only cost you 5 yards offensively, kind of like defensive holding is a 5-yard penalty. Are you on board with Tausch's latest idea?
No, because it would ruin the game. You'd have a penalty every play.
No, I don't think so.
If you're only going to call holding at the same rate that you do now, then yes.
No, yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's what will happen.
And I like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't think you could ever say you know for sure. I think since holding occurs on every play, according to offensive linemen that I've met, if it was only 5 yards, I would think as an official I would be more apt to call it because it isn't harming the team as much.
Right.
Yeah, but I think
I don't
Homer, the
want
reason
that to occur. Yeah.
No, go ahead, finish. I thought you were
No, good. No, that's it. So then the worst thing is not the yardage. The worst thing would be, as you have said, the number of times penalties are called. I'm afraid at 5 it would be called more often.
That is a fair point. I think I still believe it wouldn't be called as okay. – I mean, I think it would be called more. The reason we brought it up is because obviously Packer fans are incredibly frustrated because Micah Parsons is getting held on a pretty high level and they're not calling it.
That's a made-up frustration. They don't want to blame Parsons, so they're talking about the penalty.
Oh, you think Parsons isn't getting held? He's just not very good?
No, this is being brought up by the fans because – they are disappointed in his production, and therefore they've decided to use this holding as a reason he hasn't done
What
more.
About all the video? I've seen all this video of him getting held. Am I lying to me?
Hold on. Is the video any different than in Dallas? How often was it called when he is at Dallas?
How often is
it called now?
No, he didn't get called in Dallas either.
Okay. Well, then why is anybody surprised?
Because he's new to the team and no one was paying attention when he was being held in Dallas.
We're just mad.
Well, that's our job to help them going, nothing's going on. This is exactly the way it was done in Dallas. Everybody is disappointed and doesn't want to say it because he's been nice, that his performance and effect on the defense has been disappointing and it's getting worse, not better. You assumed, as I did, the longer he's with the team, he would get things with the defense would get better. The defense is getting worse. What impact has Micah Parsons had on this defense? It's getting worse, right? Not better.
It's not as good as it was the first 2 weeks. I would argue, and I told
That's
you this on our show.
Worse.
the Wyatt effect. There's also there's the Parsons effect.
So now
and then I'll
Wyatt
come up with something better. Wyatt effect is
Parsons.
Too lame. Too
Think
lazy.
Of that. We have Parsons.
Well, no, that's not true. But...
Because, well, I don't. But that's what's going on, and it's understandable. Everybody is and should be disappointed. The defense has not gotten better, elevated with Parsons. You wouldn't even know he's on the team other than that he's on the team in terms of the impact of the Packer defense.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to listen. We're going to disagree on that.
He was
no,
leading. He was leading the league in pressures at the bye. Yeah. Leading the league.
Yeah.
What?
Well, no. Look, I don't care about that stat. I care about the defense. Is the defense getting better or worse?
He's one man.
You're paying him. Yes,
he's
like
to be a
Jordan Love is one.
Right. I understand. I understand what your argument is, but is that so? If Rashawn Gary or Lucas Van Ness before his foot injury on the sack he had, if they're not taking advantage of the attention, like, look, I am not here to be a Micah Parsons cheerleader, but watching the game on Sunday, there are times where he is double teamed and you think he's out of the play. And then a split second later, he is pressuring the quarterback. Like, I'm sorry. I was a doubter on him when he came in that he was so much better than Clay Matthews was in his peak.
Sir, that pressure, how much did that bother the old man? He had a quarterback rating of 107.9 in the second half. Absolutely no impact whatsoever. So without Micah Parsons, it would have been 130? Come on. I think it's going to get better. I think he's very good. It's the reason I'm confident with the defense. But I'm not going to lie. This defense is getting worse the more and longer he's on the team. Fact.
I don't see how you can imply causation there.
There's been
the defense
no
hasn't played well lately. He
What's
is on the team. Therefore, his presence on the team is causing the defense to play worse?
No, it isn't having whatever. He's on the team, okay? The defense
True.
Has gotten worse. You're paying him
True.
$1 million
fact.
A game. He's the best player. And so he's had no positive impact on the defense.
How
the
can
last
you
couple
say
weeks.
That?
Then you have to tell me that Joe Flacco would have had 130 quarterback rating in the second half, or that Dallas would have scored 100 points if he wasn't on the team.
There's a left. All right, I'm out.
Well,
all right, Homer,
you're out. What? What's your answer?
No, you guys, it's fun when you two fight. I just get to sit back. That's fun. I like that.
Sitting ringside.
Brewer's done.
He's a good player.
Where are we at?
And I think the defense is going to get better. And I think they're going to figure
it
out.
Yeah, I agree. Defense
right
is going to get
now,
better.
Right now, everybody is appropriately disappointed in the lack of impact that he has had on the defense. The defense
no, I disagree
is having
with that.
Issues no one thought possible after two games.
He was on the defense then, too, though.
108? What?
Well, yeah, but what was his quarterback rating in the first half?
That's, again, 25, 40.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. Lack of turnovers and stuff like that. We won the game. Yeah, defense has dropped off since Devontae Wyatt's been out, period. Finn.
Okay.
And I think two things.
Even with part. Okay. Yeah.
I think two things can be true. Micah Parsons is a difference maker, but you need to have other guys that are stepping up. I would say if you want to be more indictful of folks, you could ask, where's Rashawn Gary? You know, Lucas Van Ness had a good game until he got hurt. But you could ask, why is Rashawn Gary not popping off like he did in the beginning of the season? I think that is a fair question.
That's a
great question,
too. Because
Micah is seeing double teams. He is being held. And I think it's still causing a lot of havoc around quarterbacks, even though he's not getting the sacks, the stracks, the fumble causing, right. and things like that. That's what I would say.
I expected to get better. I mean, I think it's gotten worse lately.
The last two games have been our worst defensively of the five we've played. That's reality. So that's why I can't poo-poo everything Homer said.
Yep.
I'll poo-poo Micah Parsons' take. Wow, the end of the Cleveland game was that we gift wrapped it to him. It was a gift, and then the kid hits a 58-yard field goal. Like, come on! I'm not talking. Cleveland game, our defense was fine. Dallas was a disaster, and it was a coincidence that Devontae Wyatt's been out. I don't know. It doesn't seem like it. All right, Homer. Okay. Brewers done. Where are we at with the Brewers in your mind?
Yeah, they're probably done, but you can't say because they've had this amazing ability. Can you imagine what it would be like now if the Brewers had somehow stole the first game? Then it's one game all. I mean, the Dodgers, each of the pitchers, I think, has a the starter has a contract bigger than what the Brewers are spending as a team this year. But they've had that ability. I'm expecting them to win game three so that you have at least a point in the series where you scare the Dodgers a little bit. And that would be the only way. You go down 3-0, it's over. Yes, the Dodgers are going to win the series. This team has always done more than you thought. So I'm anticipating and betting at Pato that they win game three so that in game four, the Dodgers are a little scared. I can't believe that this team will have a series in which they don't surprise the opposing team a little bit. But
I hope you're right, man. I hope.
Because if
right.
not, I think it's over either way. And this is because people should understand the Dodgers have done an amazing job at spending all this money and also doing it wisely and putting together a good team. The money, the thing you can do if you have a lot of money is buy great pitching. For example, that's why the Brewers can't afford it, have traded all their pitchers when they then are ready for a big contract and quite likely will do it again. And the Dodgers have put together a great organization with a lot of good players and done what with the money, as you should, pay big money for outstanding starters, and they got another one going tonight.
And Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth is one of them, but he might be the fourth best as far as the starters.
Homer, anything else on your mind before we let you go?
Yeah, there's one thing that's just huge. It's hard for Tausch, I understand it. It'd be the same way if it was about Marquette. Wisconsin football is, every day. I mean, I'm assuming they've decided he's done. So now the question is, are they getting the money? And then who do you hire as the next coach? This is all a chancellor trustee decision, but it's done. You can't continue with him beyond this year. He's lost and embarrassed and embarrassed gets so I don't know what they're doing. Then you have the issue of McIntosh, who I don't know that you fire him. I would have picked Fickell. Everybody else, he was a very popular choice. But, I mean, it's sad. The team is at the Don Morton level. Here's what the Don Morton level is for people that weren't around. And this occurred in the game against Iowa. Dwayne Wade, I always said, when he's bad, he's good. And when he's good, he's very good. Don Morton, when you're bad, it's really bad. And even when you're good, it's bad. A great example of that was the first drive against Michigan. So you're thinking, oh, my gosh, they finally figured it out. No, it's Don Morton. It's Morton. It will go bad, even though it's good. And that's exactly what occurred. That's when you know
that's really
you're
good.
At that level, and that's where they are. I don't. Can they score against Ohio State? I mean, that speaks to Ohio State's great defense, but
they couldn't score against Iowa.
Correct.
Jason!
this is sad because there's a great history. They need a Barry Alvarez like before. The problem is people need to understand in college football, nobody knows what the hell's going on. There isn't a system to where you can't even hire a consultant because no consultant knows what's going to happen. Like, is it money? Is it the school? Is it how much money? It's like kind of like radio. There are no consultants because nobody knows what the hell's going on or what's going to happen in the future. In the past, you had consultants who would say, look, Barry Alvarez is the greatest assistant coach in the country, whatever. You don't even know if that works now because you have an issue with money.
Homer, there's consultants all over radio. What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, and you're wasting your money. No one knows what to do.
Okay.
Just like if Wisconsin spends money for a consultant on what to do for the next coach, they're throwing away money. No one knows. The best idea would probably to figure out, and I think Indiana was just lucky, but I would give Saban $1 million and say, what's the system? What would you do? Because he obviously looked at it and decided he didn't want to coach in it. That's my view. But it's the situation is it's a terrible time to be in the situation where Wisconsin is because nobody knows what to do. And the best example of that is Penn State. To fire that guy after three bad games when they went deep in the playoffs last year. What? You're going to pay for it? What is it? How much are they paying?
$49 million.
Not even going to give him the rest of the year? What? So they don't know what the hell to do.
Yep. That's a good point.
They don't know who to get.
Before we let you go, our good friend Mike Jocko Jakes sends me this. You chased the chicken on Pack Attack because you were inspired by the 1998 Nike commercial where John Randall chases a chicken with a Brett Favre jersey on.
Yeah.
Because Brett was so hard for John Randall to chase down. Jocko was in Milwaukee back then, so I assume he knows of what he speaks. Does that ring a bell for you, old man?
It's 100% right. Whatever Jocko says is accurate, and now it makes sense because everything was done as a result of something we saw somewhere else. And please know, this was the only TV show on a regular basis that had no meetings.
Well, kind of like our show. Homer, we appreciate you. Thanks.
Pleasure. And if anybody can help and has an idea or thought on Wisconsin, I'm more than willing to listen because I don't think anybody alive knows what the hell to do tonight. That's a tough time. The timing is bad.
I heard James Franklin. All right, that is it for our time with Homer.
I would do that.
Especially you would do that?
Coach for free. Yes, I would. Yes, immediately. Yep, exactly.
Coach for $1 while Penn State pays him?
I don't know what I would pay him, but yes, I would do that. Yep.
There you go. Bye, Homer.
Go in a bar.
Bye.
That is Steve, the Homer True Tausch. Tell us about what American Family Insurance has going on right now.
Well, life is better with American Family Insurance. That's because their agents will make you feel totally protected with a home, auto, or life policy that's just right for you. Also, you're free to enjoy your dreams. American Family Insurance, insure carefully and dream fearlessly.
It may seem like the 10 o'clock hour is over, but it's not.
Next.
It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
What was the phrase again from Uncle Homer about the Don Morton era? When it was bad, it was bad. When it was good,
even when it
was
even
bad?
When it's good, it's bad. And when it's bad, it's real bad.
It's pretty good.
He's and a yet philosopher.
The anti Dwayne Wade.
That is, he's. This is why he's the GOAT, whether he disputes that or not, based on the length of his program. Which, by the way, you can hear every weekday at 5 o'clock on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Is he big in Beaver Dam, too?
Oh, they love him up in Dodge County.
Yeah, he's huge, right?
Big time.
Tausch,
is he on in Beaver Dam, or is Jim Mantimalli on in Beaver Dam?
Homer's on in Beaver Dam.
No, Homer's on. Yeah. It's the Dam Sports Show from 4 to 5 leading into... Uh-huh. Steve the Homer True from 5 to 6.
Yeah. Homer was asking who else has a 1 hour show every day.
Boom!
Corey and Wally do on the Dam Sports Show. How do we forget about that?
Exactly. So they're at both ends of the experience spectrum and they both have the same length of program.
Jesse also has a 1 hour show in the Barry Alvarez show.
That's not
that's
every
weekly,
day.
Though.
Yeah, that's different.
On the T is weekly.
Yeah. Prep Mania weekly with Hunter and Dennis is weekly.
Great program, yeah. Weekly Wilde is weekly, except that's spelled W-E-A-K-L-Y. How are things going on the old prize picks for you? Did you dabble yesterday at all? Did you dabble on base hits for the Brewers?
Innings pitched? It would have been probably a smart one to dabble on. Oh, boy, I had another big one.
The more.
Bullpen usage.
Uh-huh.
Less than an inning for two blanking games. We'd be cashing in all day. Well, unfortunately, my opinion was we needed to get to the bullpen. So I haven't cashed in because we haven't as Brewers. You know what, though? It's still fun, and it is the best way to cash in watching your favorite teams. Which players are going off? Churio, and that's about it. Nothing. Which players are struggling? Yelly. Make your picks in less than 60 seconds. Turn your takes into cash all season long. And right now, the best month of the year. You got hockey, you got football, you got basketball, and, of course, playoff baseball. No matter your play, Prize Picks is a great way to put your takes to the test. They also offer injury reboots. If one of your players leaves the game in the first half and doesn't return, Prize Picks won't count it as a loss. They put their users first. All withdrawals fast, safe, and secure. Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard, quick, easy deposits into your account. Download the app. Use that code WI to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, download the Prize Picks app. Use the code WI, and you'll get $50 in lineups after you play that first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. It's good
to be right. Right now, or in 2 minutes, the 11 o'clock hour begins. It will include double Wisconsin Geography Wednesday trivia, so get those dialing fingers ready. Wildy and Tausch continues in 2 minutes, so stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.